Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on, Ms. Mandy. Yeah. See if you can hear me, because I'm. It's a new screen. Call me back.
Good evening. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight.
Hello,
have you heard me say anything? Okay, so you are on the, okay, I can't see the numbers, so let me go on and try to talk. I just wanted to make sure that you were hearing me. Okay, well, let me continue. I'm going to start talking. If for some reason you don't continue to hear me, call me back on my cell. All right. Okay, all right, bye-bye. Sorry about that, everyone. I had a little bit of technical difficulty. Whenever you're on the web, there can be any problem that can occur. But I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Good evening. My name is Mary Hollis. I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we're going to talk about, the topic will be, a hard worker who experienced God's sustaining power. And this is coming from 2 Corinthians 11th chapter, the 27th verse. It takes work, hard work, to get anything done in this world. If you do want to do something significant, you must do significant work. Those who do the minimum, there's a lot of people who does just the bare minimum. And I'm sure you know people like that out there, who continuously think of how to contribute as little as possible in any given situation, always remain minimum in their impact on the world around them. If a person wants to be successful or impacting in life, he must be willing to do whatever it is necessary to accomplish that task that he or she has asked to perform. Are you that kind of worker who's willing to do whatever is necessary to finish a job the way you ought to? I'm sure you can think of a lot of people that don't do that. But are you a valued employee, an valuable person to whatever organization that you might be involved in? Do you see yourself as a vital member of a team whom maximum cooperation is needed and valued? Or do you just put the minimum that is required for you to get your paycheck? Does that sound familiar in people that you work around? Well, we're going to talk about Paul tonight. As Paul continues to tell us about his life experience in 2 Corinthians 11:27, he lets us know that he is willing to do very hard work. For him, there was no clock to punch with his time card, nor any employee manual to specifically how many hours of a day or how many vacations he got off each year. Paul's whole life was his calling. He couldn't separate who he was from what he was called to do. He identified, and his purpose for living was wrapped up in the life of his life assignment with God, who had given it to him. Because of this, every minute he lived and breathed, he devoted to fulfilling his divine assignment. As you shall see, he was willing to do anything that was required to fulfill that call. You know, the most of the New Testament was about Paul. It started in Acts, and it went through chapters after chapters, from Acts, Romans, Corinthians, 1 and 2 Corinthians. It went as far as Thessalonians, Galatians. It went all the way. Most of those chapters in the last part of the New Testament was talking about Paul. It proved that he worked hard and very hard. He was willing to do anything that was required to fulfill his call. How often do any of us work that hard? I'm going to be honest with you. I felt that way for a little while today. I worked real hard today. Every second Tuesday of every month, I have to get reports together to present to the board of directors for the company that I work for. And today was a very difficult one because I had to present 4 different things, and it took me really most of the day to get it together because I had to make changes because things were changing, and I had to verify to make sure I put in my report. So it was a very long and tiring day. And when I got here, I was so tired, I really felt like going to sleep, but I know I couldn't. I had to go over my inspirational message to make sure that I was doing what I was called to do as well. I felt like I worked real hard today. I don't do this every day, but I try to put my 110% whenever I'm at work because I believe in doing a good job. But I must say, I can't say I worked as hard as Paul. I mean, he certainly worked hard since he was convicted by the voice to Jesus when he was going on the journey to Damascus. Couldn't get it out. But anyway, the things that he was doing a lot of bad things, murdering and just doing lots of deepest thing in the Bible. But it's so amazing how people can change, and change so quickly. Look at all the things that he were doing, wrong things that he were doing. But look how God can change you and make you start doing good things for his purpose. And just knowing all the things that Paul did is just so amazing. You can always believe that everyone can change if they want to. In our scripture, it talks about in weariness and painfulness. Well, in weariness, Paul used the word in weariness to describe the incredible effort, toil, and physical exhaustion he put forth to fulfill God's willing calling on his life. The word and weariness are taking, I'm not going to talk about the Greek word, because the Greek word is always a very difficult word to pronounce. This word was used in 2 Corinthians 11:23, where Paul told us that he worked harder than anyone else he knew. And that's the truth. You know one thing? Paul was my favorite person in the Bible. I admired him. And the reason why I admired him, because he worked so hard. He never stopped. The minute that he began working for God, he never stopped. And guess what? He never allowed anyone to get in his way in doing God's will. Do we work that hard for God? Do we make sure that nothing stop us from doing God's will? Many times, I get sleepy on Tuesday night. It's hard for me, but I just keep on trying until I stay awake to do this message. But I never compare myself with Paul. But I try as much as I possibly can. Let me tell you, and give you an example of weariness also. A farmer who worked in the field and during the extreme temperature of the afternoon sunshine, although the temperature was hard to endure, he strained, he struggled, and he toiled to push that plow through the hardened ground. This effort required his total concentration and devotion. No laziness can be allowed if that field was going to be plowed. The farmer must continue if he wants to get his job done. And he did, in spite of that hot sun. And you know today, it was 100 and something degrees today. So just imagine how he continued to plow that field in that hot sun. Many people have the false idea that ministry, we're going to talk about ministry now. Many people have the false idea that ministry is primarily of sitting around praying and reading the Bible. Well, however, that ministry, any ministry is very hard work. This is why Paul referred to it as the work of the ministry. In Ephesians 4:12, to fulfill one's ministry effectively and responsibly, a great deal of hard work is required. Well, I'm going to need some hard work from the widow ministry. We are getting ready to plan for our 8th anniversary, and it's going to take hard work for us to get together and have a successful 8th anniversary, and we want it to be better and better each and every year. So I'm going to need hard workers to help me plan this anniversary. So at our meeting this coming Saturday morning, I need volunteers for different part of planning our anniversary. We need lots of hard work and willing to do this so we can have that wonderful celebration in September. So just like Paul is saying, it takes hard work to make anything to be successful. I need your help and making that happen. So when I see you on Saturday, just come to me and say, what can I do so we can get to work and get this done? A ministry must be willing to give his, I'm going to talk about a minister now. A minister must be willing to give his life to the task of pushing back the kingdom of darkness and establishing newly saved people in a stable and mature Christian walk. Effective ministry requires a person to walk long hours, to be focused, to crucify his flesh, and to do whatever is necessary to see that God's kingdom is furthered. The minister must fight off the devil attacks, deal with people instability, the liberating decision not to be hurt or wounded by those who disappoint him or her, and spend enough time with God to always have a fresh word from heaven. Let me tell you from personal experience, Ren, to do all this effectively demands a minister's entire life. This is why Paul called it the work of the ministry. Paul go on to further talk about the way that he had given himself so entirely so thoroughly devoted himself to work of the ministry. And he uses this phrase, in painfulness. This is a part of the scripture we are talking about tonight, in weariness and painfulness. So in painfulness, it tells us the extent to which he had worked to achieve God's purpose. The word in painfulness, just picture it. Well, it means the ideal of struggle. The picture a person who works so hard that he's about to collapse. He's exhausted from physical labor. He could say that this person is physically worn out because he has overdone it. His job demanded a level of physical commitment that was beyond what is considered normal. So this is a person who keeps pushing and pushing and pushing until he accomplishes his goal. And it wasn't, this is a person who never stops and is continuing until the work is done. Paul uses this word to amplify the message of how hard he worked in his ministry. You see, ministry wasn't a job that Paul worked from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Paul worked his entire life and fulfilling what God called him to do. It was the driving motivation of his life and the purpose for his existence. How are you accomplishing your calling? Are you putting all of what you need to put in it to make it successful and doing what God wants you to do? Well, guess what? And King James Version calls this type of hard work painfulness, but that isn't the best translation. The only thing painful about Paul consuming drive to obey God was what it was doled out to the flesh, which always wants to take an easier, a lazy sort of action. A better understanding of painfulness would be to work hard yourself until you physically feel depleted of strength. This is the picture of an individual who is dog tired and drained out, who feels like his physical strength is nearly used up. I'm sure you can relate to that. Have you ever been so tired and accomplished any goals? Just know that God wants you to work as hard in doing His work. And He will give you the power to enable you to push and be able to accomplish those goals. Because let's go back and talk about Paul some more. Paul had a heart never to fail or give up, God's power came upon him and empowered him to do what other men and women could not physically do. Even physically, weariness was not a strong enough to stop Paul from doing God's will. It takes hard work to do anything that is going to be successful. You hear that over and over again. You can't just be successful just by being lazy and doing nothing. It takes hard work. Go to extra mile and do whatever you need to do to accomplish and be excellent. Do you want to be super successful in life? Then you must go above and beyond for whatever you want to accomplish. So continue to work hard, especially work hard for what God wants you to do. I urge you today to take a good look at your work habits and to evaluate what kind of worker you would be, or you are. If you continue to be the same pace and level of excellence you are working at today, where will you be in 5 years or years to come? I know a lot of us are in the maturity age. We might be retired. But anything that you might get involved in, Paul is telling us how hard it is to work hard to accomplish those goals. So to get to a place of greater responsibility, authority, and blessing, what changes do you need to make in your life? Well, I know there's some things that I need to do to make it happen. There's a lot of things that I want to accomplish in the next 6 months to a year. So I am going to have to work harder than I've been working in order to accomplish those goals. Because God will bless you and help you to get through that. That's how Paul was so successful in accomplishing all the things that he did, the books that he wrote in the Bible. It's just so amazing, the things, the different chapters that you read starting from Acts, the things that he continued to do and didn't let anyone interfere in his path. And just think about that. The next project that you might tackle, if you work hard, even if you go, if you have to clean out your closet, if you continue to work at it and keep on until it's finished, you'll see some accomplishment. And that's what we all have to do. I'm sure we have all have different type of things that we want to accomplish. It doesn't have to be just by doing God's will. There are things that we want to do with our family, things we want to do in our homes, we want to go back to school. Whatever it is, we have to work hard at it to make it successful in accomplishing those goals. So I encourage you to think about how hard that Paul continued to do God's will. And maybe that can influence you to accomplish some of the things that you want to accomplish. Well, we have a few more minutes. We still having a little bit of difficulty, but I hope that you hear me out there. I cannot see how many people call tonight because this new computer system, But one day we'll get it together where we won't have these problems at all. But it is a blessing because it's free of charge. And sometimes you don't complain when you get something free. But I hope that you were able to hear my message tonight. A hard worker who experienced God's sustaining power. And Paul definitely displays that in this message. So if you want to see how hard Paul worked, start with the book of Acts and just continue to read it and see how each chapter, how he just didn't let anyone stop him in doing God's will. So I hope that you enjoyed this message and want to make an announcement. We are having our monthly meeting this coming Saturday, July 16th, at Belinda's. We're having fish and grits at Belinda's. So please meet us there at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. We have pictures from our Myrtle Beach retreat, and we will also talk about our 8th anniversary, getting ready for that and making it to be a beautiful celebration for the next chapter of Widow Ministry. And I hope that you will have a blessed week. Work hard to accomplish whatever goal that you are trying to accomplish. And also be prayerful and ask God to be in it. Always, whatever you're trying to accomplish, you should always pray and ask God to give you guidance and the strength to get through with it. And just know that he's there for you, he loves you, and he walks with you even when you think that he's not. He's always there by your side. He promised he will never leave you or forsake you. Just knowing that, just trust in his word, and I'm sure that you'll get the joy and the peace that you need and hope that you need in your life. Have a blessed week and good night. I don't think the music will be coming on, so because of I've been clicking on it and it doesn't do anything. So I will talk to you next week and hope that we will won't have any of these problems that we've had tonight. I guess I'm having more of the problems than anybody else. But just have a blessed week, and I hope to see you on Saturday to our meeting. Good night.